Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, you are being reminded that your SO1 monthly statutory deductions for April is due on May 14. Be on time and you can benefit from the employment tax credit. To qualify, eligible persons must file and pay their monthly statutory payroll deductions SO1 on time. Such employers may claim the total amount of payroll statutory contributions for education tax, NHT, NIS, and HART, that is both the employee and employer portions, which have been declared and paid on time for that year. So you see, it pays to be compliant. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at www.jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The Public General Holidays Act sets out certain rules governing public holidays in Jamaica. We tell you more in today's edition of Get the Facts. Stay with us. The Public General Holidays Act sets out the public holidays which will be celebrated in Jamaica. A schedule of public holidays is outlined in the Act and the date specified for its observance.
Now you will find in the schedule to the Act a listing of all the public holidays. So you have New Year's Day, or if New Year's Day falls on a Sunday, then you celebrate it the day after New Year's Day. You have Ash Wednesday, Easter Monday. You have Labor Day, which is the 23rd day of May.
Director of Legal Services in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Camille Bennett Campbell. Labor Day 2015 will be observed on Monday, May 25, and not Saturday, May 23, the day that the law provides for its observance. This is because Item 4 of the Schedule of the Holidays Public General Act states that Labor Day should be commemorated on a traditional working day of the week. Therefore, if the 23rd falls on a Saturday or Sunday, then it will be observed the following Monday.
In the schedule, you'll notice that Labor Day is the only one where they say when it falls on a Saturday, you celebrate it on the Monday. And the reason for that is really genesis of Labor Day, because Labor Day was really a day to celebrate the labor movement. And the act was amended in 1960 to make provision for Labor Day. Before that, we were celebrating what is known to some people as Victoria Day or Empire Day, where we celebrated the birthday of Queen Victoria. So in 1960 now, Parliament decided that they're going to celebrate our own Labor Day, so we changed Empire Day to the Labor Day.
The Public Holidays Act also stipulates that the third Monday in the month of October shall be known as National Heroes Day. As it relates to Emancipation Day, August 1, Independence Day, August 6, Christmas Day, December 25, and New Year's Day, the law provides for these days to be celebrated on a Monday, but only if the dates fall on a Sunday.
Then you have, of course, Boxing Day, and when Christmas Day falls on a Sunday, then we celebrate the Christmas Day on the 26th and Boxing Day on the 27th of December. So that information is set out in the schedule to the Holidays Public General Act.
This year, Christmas Day will be celebrated on Friday, December 25, while Boxing Day will be observed on Saturday, December 26.
Christmas Day is going to be on Friday, December 25th, and Boxing Day will be celebrated on Saturday, December 26th. So it will not be celebrated on the Monday based on the law. So I'd like persons to be aware of that from now.
Director of Legal Services in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Camille Bennett Campbell. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.